Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Ayin Dalet. We come to the top of the page, four lines down. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Tabashal V'kochavim. If you have a ring of a Avodah Zarenik, says Rashi, Sheniskashta Ba Avodos Kochavim. That is, that this is used to beautify in Avodah Zarah. Right, that's something. Anything that's used for that is going to be also about nash. And it's arvah me'atavas. Let's say it gets mixed up though with another 100 rings that are mutter. V'nafa achas me'al yamagadol. And one of those rings ends up falling to the yamagadol. So you have one aser falls into 100 rings that are totally fine, and then one of those rings of that whole batch ends up falling to the yamagadol, gets destroyed, gets lost. Hutchakulan. All of them now are going to be mutter. We say the one that fell in, that was the other one. Ace Rav Nachman, right? The whole statement of Nachman, name of Rav. So Rav comes and asks the cast, hold on. Afilu achas beriboy, even if one usher animal falls in with 10,000 mutter karbanos, Yamusukula, and all of them have to die. Why? Why? If what you just said is true, then Nema Demis, let's say that the animal that dies first, whichever one dies, then it'll be Yisur Mis. We said it's the Usser one that dies. Just like the ring that fell out of the 100 Mutter ones, one Usser one, we said that that's the one that was Usser, for everything else is Mutter. So to hear, say if one of them dies, the first one dies, that's the one that was Usser, and then the rest of them are going to be Mutter. Why don't we say such a thing? As a Gemara, Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman is back. Rav, the Amikor Eliezer, because he said the name of Rav, right? So Rav is saying the name of Rabbi Eliezer. The time we learned in the Mishnah later on, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Imkar, Varosh, Shal Echaman, let's say the head of one of them. This is talking about a mixture of Bali Mum with good animals. That if the head of one of them was brought, then Yikru Kola Rishon, a Russian Kola, you can go and bring the heads of all of them. Right, so he's of the opinion that we say that that's the one that was used. But our Mishnah, which says that all the animals in the mixture are going to be left to die, that goes according to the Tanakh, to the Chachamim, who don't allow the remaining heads to be offered. Okay, Rava says, hold on 1 second. Bahamir Rabbi Lazar, not Eliezer, Lazar, lo hitter Rabbi Eliezer Elishnaim Shnaim. He only matters it if it's two at a time. And that is that he only matters the remaining heads to be offered only when offered two at a time. Because then one of them for sure could be mutter. There's only one that's usher, and all the whole mixture. But if it's one by one, then he doesn't allow it to be happening. So Amalei says no. Also, I say that it's only two rings at a time you're allowed to get enough from. All right, so because shouldn't it be the same thing? It says yeah. Rashi says shehimkor hatabos shnayim shnayim. It has to be sold two by two. You can't sell one at a time. When you have a ring of a guy, of a Vodazarnik, Shesavu Meitavas, and falls into 100 mutter ones. Uparishu Arbaim Lamakam Echad. What ends up happening is now it gets split up. 60 end up in one place, Vishishu Lamakacher, and 60 fall, 40, I'm sorry, 40 rings, so that mixture gets separated to one place, and 60 to another. Parsha Achas Me'arbayim, that if one ring separated from the group of 40 and fell into a second mixture of mutter rings in Oseris, it's not going to go out, it's not going to answer it. Achas Mishishim, but if one ring separated from the group of 60 rings and fell into another one, then Oseris is going to answer it. The Gemara is going to ask why we can't assume that the Aser ring is in the 59 mutter rings of what's going on. So Mishna Achas Me'arbayim, the low. What's pshat that if it's one in the 40 falls in, that it's not going to be usher. Darmin and Isser Beruba, we say, no, the Isser is in the Rove. It's in the Rove, and here this is into the Rove.
If that's the reason, because we want to say that the Isser ring is with the majority of the original ones, right, the other 60, and therefore when the group of 40 mixed with another group of rings, they're also going to be mutters. Achaz Mishishim Nami, also in the case when it's 1 in 60, when they get mixed in the second group, Darmin and Isser Beruba, you say, we should say that the Aser ring is with the majority of the original ones and the 59 rings that are left behind, then the new mixture should be mutter. So what are you going to say now? Ella im parshu arbaim kulam lemakom echad einosos. Rav must have said that if the entire 40 rings separated from the 100 to one place, right, they left from the original mixture and they became mixed with a group of mutter ones, that Enosos are not going to aser the second mixture, Right, the group of 40 is not going to cause the other rings to become Asa because we assume that the Asa ring is in the bigger group with 60. And Shishim Lamakom Echad, however, if the entire group of 60 separated to one place, Osos, then they are going to Asa the second mixture.
We assume that the ring, that the Asa ring is with the majority of 60 rings, and therefore only a single suffix is to each ring in the new mixture as to its being the Asa ring. That's one opinion, but now Kemisa Kemida Shmuel, we said this din in front of Shmuel. Amar Lee said to me, Hanach Levodos Kochavim, forget about the Vodazar Shtikla. Shesveko Sveik Sveika, because it's doubt, and Sveik Sveika, Asura Ad Sof Olam, or Asur forever, meaning it continues to be Asur. The Kula by a Sveik Sveika doesn't apply to the case of Vodazar. Therefore, even if the group of 40 rings fell into a group of Mutter rings, the entire thing is still going to be Asur. Right, like Rashi says, even if it's from the 40 rings, it's still going to be Aser. May Svei Frek the Gemara on Shmuel. Safik of Vodas Kochavim Asura. That's going to be Asura. Svek Sveika Mutaris. But it's a double Safik, it's going to be Mutar. Kate said, what's the case? Kos Shel Avodas Kochavim. If a cup that's used for Avodas Zara, right, they would pour, they would do Nisach, you know, the Sachem in front of Avodas Zara. It's fell into a storehouse. It's filled with other cups that are mutter. Kula nasurin. All of them are going to be asur. Peirosh echad meam l'ribo. If one of them separated into a group of 10,000 mutter ones, meribo l'ribo, and then from 10,000 into another group of 10,000 mutter, then they're all going to be mutter. Why? It sounds like because it seems like it's because of kesvik svik, and therefore my vodazara svik svika is going to be mutter. Says gemara tanai. That's machlokas tanai. The time of tanai raisa. Rabbi Huda Omer. Rimoni baden. Osin Bikol Shehu. Rimode Badon. Badon pomegranates, Rimonim, are going to cause other mutter ones to be usher in any amount. Right? This is one of the six things that we saw earlier. The Chum said never become batal in a mixture. So if this Rimon that was Orla or Truma became mixed with any amount of mutter things, the entire thing is going to be usher. Abid Omer Rimon Badon Osin Bikol Shehu. Kate said, what's the case? Nafalach Mehen. One falls in a group of 10,000 mutter ones, and then one ribo from the 10,000 fell into a second group of 10,000 ones, and Asur, and they're going to be all Asur, even though the fall of one into the second group of 10,000 is a Sveik Sveika, all of them are going to be Asur. Rishimon and Yehuda, Omer, Rishimon, Rishimon, Leribo Asurin. If one Asur ribo falls into a group of 10,000, they're going to be Asur. Ribo Lishlosha. But if it falls from that group in of 10,000 into another group of three, Mishloso Makamacher, and then from that one into another one, Mutter, then it's going to be Mutter. Like even if that middle group is only three, but even the middle group of three is going to be good because one Rimon fell from there into the third one, so it's a Sveik Sveika as to whether the Usher one is in the group of three or not, it's going to be mutter. So there's a machlokas tanaim, whether or not this mixture can be batal in the case of Sveik Sveika. Shmuel Omer Kaman. Shmuel, who's he going like? But Shmuel says that a mixture that is Avodah Zarah is going to be asur in the Sveik Sveika. Who's he going like? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say he's going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, can't be because the filu b'shar yisurim asur. Rabbi Yehuda would say that even when there's a Sveik Sveika with other yisurim that Avodah Zarah, with other Yisurim, other than Avodah Zarah, it's still going to be Asar. He says it fell into Arla or Truma, right? Ik Rav Shimon, he's holding Rav Shimon, can't be because the feel of Avodah Zarah Nami Shari, because then Rav Shimon would hold that in case of Avodah Zarah, Sveik Sveika is going to be V'chitem, and if you want to say, shiny lay the Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon's different, but it makes a difference distinction between between these two, and that Shmuel is going according to him, Elohad Tanya, what about the fact that we have an Abraisa, that we mentioned earlier, there was a kasha on Shmuel, Safik of Kochav Masura, Sveik Muteris. Man, who's it going like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon? It's not going like either one of them. Obviously, the Rabbi Shimon must not make a distinction between Avodah Zarah and other types of Isurin. So, Gemara Li Olam Rabbi Shimon. Really, the Braisa is going to Rabbi Shimon, who is Mekel by Sveik Sveika by a case of even by Avodah Zarah. Shmuel, Savar l'Rabbi Yehuda b'Chada, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one area in reference to Avodah Zarah, then the case is fake sveika, it's going to be Aser. Upalga b'Chada, and he argues with him in one area that unlike Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel is going to be Mekel in the case of a sveik sveika with other Isurim. Amar mar miriba l'shloshim b'shoshel l'makom acher. Rabbi Shimon taught from this price instead of one from you know that rimon that falls into the first group of 10,000 of Avodah Zarah falls into a group of 3 and then from that into another place of 10,000 mutter is going to be mutter. Beep, turn the page. Ayin dalin on the base. Maishlosh losha. Why does the price say that middle group is talking about 3? It falls into 3 and it's the 4th one. And it's batal b'rov, 3 against 1. Says Gemara, why do you want to see 3? Dikru with this rov. Shtaim nami kruba. Even if we only had 2, if falls into 2, it's going to be rov, 2 against 1. And for the Gemara, my gimel de katani tarti v'hu. What does it mean when it says 3? It means 2 and 1. It means 3. That it's the third one that falls in. V'yibay seima, savel k'rabi lezer, or you could say it holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who was a bit more machmi in the case of Sfik Sfika. We're talking about Avodah Zarah. Because then you can take it 2 at a time, and one of them at least will be mutter. Let's say you have this chavis, this barrel of a truma. You have this barrel of truma wine, shenis arvu b'meah chavis, that mixed in with 100 barrels of regular wine, right? If all of them... Let's spell out the whole case of the Gemara first. Shenis arvu b'meah chavis, that got mixed in with 100 ones of regular wine. V'nafla achas b'en liyam ha-melech, and one of them fell into the Dead Sea. V'tukulim rimatu the whole thing. Darminu hachdanaf v'zisur nafla, the one that fell in, that was the one that was the aser one. Okay, now, didn't we just see this case before? If Itzrich, Rav Nachman, Itzrich, Rav Yishlach, Hashmini, both them. V'idim Rechmanim, the E'im, Idim Rav Nachman, if the mutter thing, shtickle to say that it was only Rav Nachman's ruling, have him in the Hani Mila Vodas Gacham, that's over Mela Vodas Zara, where it goes and falls in the Yamamel, that ring over there, the Ein Lamatirin, because there's no way of being mutter. I would have thought that since this mixture containing something with Vodas Zara is Aser Fire Nah, Rav Nachman's Kula was only in order to save. In such a case like this, where there's no way of getting out of it. If all truma, the Islam material, there is a way of fixing it up. Lo, then we wouldn't apply it over here. Right? A mixture containing truma can be sold to Kohanim, and then you can work out pricing, etc. So lo, wouldn't apply. That's what I have to say, Rish Lakish. If you mean the Shlakish, you just want a case of the big barrels of wine, and have a mean the Chavis, I would say by the barrels, that's the only time that it applies. The Minkra and the Filsa, because it's... very recognizable when it's not there anymore. It's a huge cask of wine. About tabas, when it comes to a ring, the lumen couldn't feel so low, where it's not noticeable, and when it's lost, then they wouldn't apply that sricha. It's a small little thing. Therefore, you need to teach it by there as well. Amar Rabba, lo hiter Rish Lakish, ella chavis de min karen filosa. Rish Lakish is only mattering as a mixture of you have over here, this cask, this barrel of wine, because the fact that it's noticeable, aval te'ina lo. But in the case of it's this fig of truma, he's not going to matter it over there, because it's too small, and therefore, even if it falls out, it's not noticeable. Rav Yosef Amar, afil te'ina, no, he matters even the case of the te'ina. Kin filosa kach aliyosa, for just as it falls into the figs, causing to become Aser Truma, so to it's coming out of him, is going to matter it.
Amar Rabbi Elazar, Chavis shel Truma shenav lebekuf Chavis, let's see, Chavis of Truma falls into 100 other casks of wine. Pasech Echad Mehem, what you do is you can open one of them, and that, what happens is that open barrel is not going to be considered Chashav anymore. It's going to be batel. V'notel pasech is chadmeh, v'notel heimenu kidei dimua v'shosa. Take out from it the amount of its, that's going to be a problem of truma. You take out 1/101th of it, and then you could drink the rest of the wine that's over there. Yosef Rav Dimi v'ka'amer lei lahash ma'itza. Rav Dimi was sitting, he was saying this din. Amar li Rav Nachman, gama v'shasi k'chazine hacha. One who, drinks, one who likes a drink, I see over here. Why should we mutter to go ahead and open one of them? Ela'ema niftecha achasben, that is, if one of them gets opened by accident, then ultimately they dimua, and so then you can take out from that amount of it, and then you can go and you can drink from it. Am Rabbi Shaya, chavish al truma, shenis arva b'meh v'chamishim chavios.
Let's say you give yourself a barrel of truma. That is chavish truma shenisarva b'mei amar Rav Shaya. Chavish truma shenisarva b'mei v'chamishim chavish. Fill into 150 regular wine things. V'niftechu mei amehem, and 100 of them get opened, but they get opened accidentally. No tali menu. The meaning realize. No tali menu kedei dimua. One could take out from the amount of it's mixed truma in it, and then you could drink the rest. You got 101 out of 151 from the 100 open barrels, and you could drink the rest of the wine in those barrels. So shara sura nashiftachu. And the rest of the other 50 are going to be usher until they're accidentally opened. Lo aminin isura beruba isev, because we do not say that the usher one is in the majority of the one that were already opened. It's like the next part of the Mishnah. Haro ve'avanirba, if a valid carbon became mixed with an animal that sodomized or that was sodomized. And then we went through a whole list of cases that a valid carbon becomes mixed in with animals that are usher to be brought as carbonos. In all these cases, also tray for the animals in the mixture have to be left, right? They have to leave until they get a mum, leave them to graze until they get a mum, and then you could redeem them. Says the Gemara, okay, I understand in reference to all the other cases mentioned there, because in each of them, the psul is, you're not able to tell, right? If committing sodomy doesn't give an animal, it doesn't look like a certain thing. So if that got mixed up, okay, I get it. Can't just get rid of it. Elahai trefe chidami. What's the case of trefe? Iadiale, if you know what it is, like it's missing a leg, then let's say, let's just go and take it out. Iadiale, and if you don't know which one it is, because it's like a hole in the lung or something, but yod the arav, the arav. How did we know that the trefe got mixed in? How do you know it's even there in the first place? After the Gemara, Imri de Rebiyanai, Hachamai Iskinim, Kigon the arav, Nekuvas Akots, Bedrusas is Ave. With the case of an animal pierced by a thorn, which is not a trefe situation, became mixed with an animal that was attacked by a wolf, and that it became a trefa. Since you can't tell the difference between these two, the type of boo-boos, you have to leave it until they get a mum. Right? If the puncture didn't go into the body, the animal's not a trefa, and since it's going to heal, it's not even considered a mum, that will disqualify it. And the other one is a trefa because the venom that came through the wolf's claw ends up being lethal. So in that case, yeah, we don't know, we can't tell the difference. Rishaka Shamar could go in the Arab bin Fula. The Mishnah is talking about a case where a good carbon became mixed in with an animal that fell from a roof, was this type of trefa that you're not able to see. That is a trefa. The Fula Nami lived the car. What do you mean? Let's check. Let's see if it's able to walk. Kasavar Amda Tzvichameis Leis. Shlokas shows that even an animal stood on its feet right after the fall, it still needs a 24-hour period until it can be shechted. Halcha Tzvichabedika, and even if it walked, it needs to be checked after the shechita. He knows that even the animal stands, it needs a 24-hour waiting period, and even if it walks, it's got to be checked inside after the shechita for any trefa stuff over there. The act of walking is not enough, not a variety that's not a trefa. Rabbi Yirmiyah, what's the case we're talking about? Kegon the area of Vlad Trefa. It's the Vlad of a Trefa. Rabbi Eliezer, he damer Vlad Trefa. Lo yigrav l'gav mizbech. It can't be brought on the mizbech, but there's no actual problem with it itself. You wouldn't be able to tell anything over there. Okay. Now, why do you have three different answers over here? Kulu Krabiyani Lormi, all of them don't say the Krabiyani, because being the Kuvasa Kotz Lejusas Hazay Medi Adia, because there's a difference between the animal that gets a thorn and the animal that gets attacked by a wolf. You can tell the difference. Hai Machlich by Agil, because the wound by the wolf is a long wound, and the other one is a round one by a coat, so you can tell the difference which one it is. Krishakish, I'm going to say the Krishakish, Kasava Amdi. Amda ainat sricha meis leis, because they hold that if an animal fell off a roof and stood up afterwards, it doesn't need a waiting time of 24 hours before it's able to be shechted. But you do have to check after the shechita. And halcha ainat sricha bedika, and if it walked, it doesn't need to be an internal examination after the shechita, since walking shows it's not a trefa. Rabbi Yirmiyah, let me want to say like Yirmiyah, Rabbi Eliezer, the lo mukmi, because they don't want to set up the mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer, who says he's the das yachid that says. That the Vlad of a Trefa is not able to be brought. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.